come gather round people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
The Bard of Rock and Roll welcomes you to Ivory Towers Radio this week, where it's all about the music. Welcome, welcome. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Bob Dylan starts us off with the times. They are a-changing. They're definitely changing, Jeff. When that song was first sung, I don't think we ever met the promise of what it said. Times changed, but not exactly the way that we would have completely hoped. Everyone says 2008, 2009 will be a time of great change, but one has to wonder.
Well, you and I, Rick, one of the advantages, one of the disadvantages of having seen as much as we've seen is that we tend to get cynical because we hear the promise in Dylan's voice and we've seen the reality. But what that doesn't mean is that people can't do what we've done here on the Ivory Towers podcast. We didn't like something. We didn't like the way radio was playing music, so we went out and did it ourselves and did it a better way. You don't like what's going on, get out, do something about it, change it.
Well, I think that's a wonderful philosophy, and as we know, the Underground Podcast continues to grow. People on six continents hear us now. We have more listeners now than we've ever had, and people like it when you actually talk about music with respect and intelligence, believe it or not.
We've got a whole bunch of intelligent music today, and some very loud music, as is also our want here on the Underground Podcast. But I thought Dylan was a good way to start the show.
Good way to start, but our next singer wants to tell us the party's already over.
Mm-hmm. time. Everybody got loaded, everybody looked fine. We emptied the coffers of water and wine. The party's over, we had a good time. We danced on the tables, midnight till dawn, till all the time was up and the good stuff gone.
And
inside. My daddy is a handsome devil. He's got a chain 5 miles long, and on every link a heart does dangle of another maid he's loved and wronged. Go court another tender maiden and hope that she will be your wife, for I've been decided to sleep alone all of my life. I was once a broken man, I was once a broken fool, lost my wife and children to one basic broken rule. Now I live my life in silence, though I'm not quiet in a shell. I drink and listen to that song, a wider shade of pale, oh, a wider shade of pale. I was a good shade tree mechanic, so I sent myself to school. They smooth out my rough edges, in my hands they put new tools. The instructor once he told me I could work on any line. I could tune and make a diesel sing, just like Patsy Cline, oh, just like Patsy Cline. Well, I met my wife to be through my mother's best friend's son. She'd been a barroom singer, she was as good as anyone. But I asked her to stop singing, and the girl, she did not flinch. Next day, she went and bought that man a brand new crescent wrench. Oh, a brand new crescent wrench. Put new tools, the instructor. instructor once he told me I could work on any line. But now my diesels ain't the only thing that sing like Patsy Cline. Oh, sing like Patsy Cline. I was once a broken man. I was once a broken fool. Lost my wife and children to one basic broken rule. Now I live my life in silence, though I'm not quite in the shell. Drinking listen to that song, a whiter shade of pale. Oh,
brand new music, Emmy Lou Harris, Broken Man's Lament on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And in this case, some pretty spectacular music in the country folk rock tradition. We started out with Eliza Gillickson, more new music, The Party's Over. I like that song a lot. I think there's a couple of Dylan-esque messages there, a very Dylan-esque sounding song. And in the middle, a 19-year-old Joan Baez, Silver Dagger, perhaps her first hit, and a song that pretty much helped start, or pretty much helped popularize, rather, the folk music revolution.
That's a great mix of old and new music, something that we do quite a bit of here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. We're focused on the music and those songs, all three of them, great songwriting and wonderful singing. Not all the singers writing those songs, but that's great stuff. And that Eliza Gillickson song, The Party's Over, I'm guessing, not only does it take some musical borrowing from Bob Dylan, but also a little bit of lyrical borrowing, too. And do we have a theme going here, Jeff?
Well, I did want to plug that song because I really like it. I really like the record. The album is called Beautiful World, and it's out this year. And Eliza Gillickson is not a 19-year-old folk singer. She's actually been recording since the late 80s. But this is a pretty good record, and it's a great song. And I think that you're right on, Rick. I was trying to make a point here. What point on the Underground Podcast about politics could I, could you, could we have been trying to make?
Well, there have been many moons since we've been trying to make any points on politics. This year, one of our more popular programs, I think we started off the year with a political show. I don't necessarily see what we have ahead as any sort of political statement, other than the fact that, well, the politics that you and I believe in, that party may be over.
Well, let's just say, borrow from Mr. Dylan again, we're watching, the whole world is watching, and you better do the right thing, because otherwise there will be repercussions.
The repercussions are clear in that Gillickson tune, where she notes they had this big party and they left it for the kids to clean up. Some things sound familiar there.
Very familiar. And if you know the answer to that question, you can send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net, or you can send us a request, or you can inquire about Marlowe's arthritis, or you can just tell us to stop talking about politics. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, all one word, at att.net. One more time, Ivory Towers Radio at att.net.
I guess you know that yesterday I ran your garden over, girl. I ran your garden over, girl, just yesterday. I guess you know that yesterday I ran your garden over, girl. I ran your garden over, girl, just yesterday.
late for work again. Ain't looking where I'm going, just wondering where I've been. I've been working so hard for overtime hours that I've overlooked hours that goes to flowers. And I've been trying so hard to fit days into minutes that as soon as I'm finished, I've hit the spinach. I guess you know that yesterday, I ran your garden over, girl.
I ran
your garden over, girl, just yesterday.
I ran it over.
Yeah, I guess you know that yesterday.
I ran
your garden over, girl.
I ran
your garden over, girl, just yesterday.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. A little quirky set there, featuring in the middle, quite perhaps possibly the Emperor of Cork, Tom Waits, jockey full of bourbon. And we started out with new music, a fellow named Tim Fite, Yesterday's Garden, off a brand new record called Fair Ain't Fair. And I really fooled you there, Rick. I played a little Beck, huh?
Beck Hansen. I like him, and apparently you're warming to him. And putting that set together, I have a question for you, Jeff. Did you have any money on Big Brown?
No, it's funny you mentioned that. Several years ago, I was on a press trip of some sort, and I believe it was when one of the horses, recent horses, had won the first two legs of the Triple Crown. And the young woman on the trip said to me, "Oh, this horse is going to win a Triple Crown," and I gave her my best Damon Runyon-esque look, and I said, "Young lady, that's why they call it horse racing. They run the races." And this horse, of course, did not win the race. She lost her bet to me, and I, of course, took her money because you had to teach these young people a lesson.
I like that jockey full of bourbon song. No commentary on the race, but it certainly, I think you said it best, the Emperor of Quirk.
One of the things I enjoy most about Tom Waits is that when he finds someone, such as the director Jim Jarmusch, who can use him to the best of his abilities, it's truly a fascinating experience.
And I wouldn't say that that's a quirky Tom Waits song. That for Tom Waits, that's actually kind of a song full of moderation.
that's the middle part of his career when he was to do a couple of other different sorts of things.
Well, we do different sorts of things, eclectic things, every week here on the Underground Podcast. But folks who are longtime listeners know we have various touchstones that happen every show. I think it's time.
It is.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Travel the whole world over, looking for love of a different kind. All the girls you want to love, they just run for cover. Your kind of love and what they got in mind. Hey, babe, I can't take the pressure. When you let me down again, you spent so long firing up my imagination. Then you're running round with all your other men. Here's to all the nice girls. Kiss them once or twice, girls. Problem page advice, girls. They never tell you lies, girls. Oh, where are all the real girls? They act the way they feel, girls. If you can find the one, I'll find you another. Every time you touch them, they don't scream for the mothers. Hey, hey. I'm sick and tired of all the nice girls. You got me screaming on the floor. One look at you and you toss your pretty nice curls. Then you kick me at the door. Hey babe, I wish I had the strength of mine. I tell you what I would do. I'd wait until you thought you'd got the upper hand. Then I turn the tables on you. Here's to all the nice girls. Kiss them once or twice, girls. Problem page advice, girls. They never tell you.
Ivory Towers Radio, Jeff's New Wave, the band Any Trouble from 1980, a song called Nice Girls. It's interesting, I almost couldn't pronounce that. One would think I would be able to pronounce Nice Girls. Rick, I listened to that song in 1980, I listened to that song today, and it still sounds exactly topical, exactly fresh. We could probably, on that American University campus where you teach, we could probably go pull some young men off of there, make them listen to it, and they'll go, that guy's writing about me!
I'd say at least 25%, if not more, of the campus population would probably say that. Of course, these days, campuses are no longer even 55, 45, but a whole lot less. It's kind of interesting, the disappearance of the single heterosexual male on campuses, but...
Seriously?
Oh, seriously, definitely. The first question that women ask when they come to the school, to look at the school, is, what's the ratio? Meaning, how many women to men are there on the campus? Because in higher education, women are now... usually you're looking at 60 to 65% of the population on a campus are women, and then, of course, not every male on the campus is heterosexual. So
let me ask you a question here. And let's assume that I'm not the age that I am, but I'm of that age, and you knew me when I was of that age, and I had no luck at all. So you're telling me now the ratio is so good that even I could have some luck. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not telling you to go back to school, Jeff.
No. I've done that. I don't want to do that. I'm not talking about that.
You have gone back to school recently in a very different mode, in a different way. But the truth is, on many university campuses these days, mathematically, the odds are with you, sir.
So even nerds like me, hard to believe, hard to believe.
You have asked me that question several times off the air. How is it? Why is it? Well, you know, as some of our teachers in high school tried to tell us, it's all about the math. When you learn about that, you know, then eventually you start to understand. Life is really all about the math. And I actually wish we had a song about math now, but that we don't.
No, that would mean that we were actually... No, we do pay attention.
Now we have strayed from our motto. We have not been talking all about the music. So let me bring us back to the motto, which is just a little bit of background for those who are not longtime listeners. Longtime listeners know that we like to play Any Trouble on this podcast, but you don't hear that band very much anywhere. And so just a little bit of background on Any Trouble, maybe something that you haven't told us in the past.
Oh, Any Trouble. Let's see. Any Trouble. New Wave band did one really terrific record, which would be their debut record. Did a follow-up, which wasn't quite as good, and did another record and then vanished into obscurity. The fellow singing lead there, Clive Gregson, actually was in Nashville for a while and did a couple of solo albums that were kind of singer-songwriter folky-like. And Any Trouble, Rick, has regrouped, but I listened to a couple of songs that I heard. I'd rather play that.
We have also played some Clive Gregson in the past. And since we're talking about singer-songwriters, I think it's time to go to that part of the show.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Thank you.
I really love it when one rock and roll legend tips their hat to another. And that is a good example as you'll get. We talked a few weeks back about Neil Young and Neil Young covers and why we don't hear so many Neil Young covers. So I took that, as usual, as a bit of a challenge, Jeff, and went out and found this David Bowie cover of I've Been Waiting for You. Not one of Neil Young's bigger songs, but a memorable one and a good one. And as usual, with a good cover, Bowie gives it a completely different mood, a much more haunting mood than the original, and sort of makes it his own. If you didn't know that was a Neil Young song, you might think that was a Bowie.
No, it does sound very much like a David Bowie song. And in fact, David Bowie is pretty close to one of the last people, I think, who would cover a Neil Young song. Their styles are so completely different.
Indeed they are. And even though Neil Young is one of those people who likes to play in many different genres, he doesn't tend to play over there and where Bowie is on the musical spectrum. And those two guys don't match up. But as usual, sometimes musical legends are listening to each other and paying attention and honoring each other. And I think that's wonderful in rock and roll when we can stick to the positive stuff. And these days, there's certainly a debate about what Neil Young's legacy is. And as he continues on, and he certainly had a great new album out within the last year. So he continues turning out great new music.
Let's see. Let me ask you a quick question because I don't want to get our musicology lesson started off on this. But why would anyone argue about Neil Young's legacy?
Well, in some ways, you actually brought it up in a bit of a subtext some weeks back when you said, you know, and we started off the show with the Bard of Rock and Roll, Bob Dylan. People cover Dylan, and Dylan is regarded as the top of the top as far as people who can play in different genres, people who are respected in both rock and roll and folk and other things. Bob Dylan still making vital music and controversial music and interesting music, so is Neil Young. But some people, even some of Neil Young's bandmates, talk about the fact that Neil thinks he should be right up there with Bob Dylan and the other members of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, that sort of rock and roll law firm that occasionally sings and tours. Those other guys in the law firm, they think Neil's their equal, and they don't think any of them are the equal of Bob Dylan, and they kind of get upset with Neil Young when he compares himself to Bob Dylan. So there are a lot of people that think that Neil Young is very influential, certainly influential to the grunge movement, to the alternative movement, to the indie rock movement. So who's to know? But not just rock critics debate this, but rock stars also debate it.
Let's see. Let's penalize the fella because he's a pain in the neck. That'll exclude, what, only about 98% of the people in the music business?
Well, as you've said many times before, what rock and roll star doesn't have an ego? Well, we have lots more wonderful music coming up, so stick around.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Oh, Dancer, call a dancer, straight out places, Is it a monster? What's that?
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That music from the Automatic Monster, more or less a mild FM hit from that Welsh band from last year. We started off with Walking Concert, What's Your New Thing? And maybe in answer to that question, the new thing, Tokyo Police Club. Jeff, this is our Canadian content this week. With Tessellate, a song that's getting a lot of critical rays, but I've yet to hear it on the radio. And I like that band, Tokyo Police Club. They are on an international tour and doing well, apparently, but I'm not sure they're doing all that well south of the Canadian border. What's your thought?
Maybe south of the border, the disc jockeys have a hard time saying Tessellate.
Maybe. They probably don't know what it means. We'll send everyone scurrying for the thesaurus now. I believe it means resonate, but I could be wrong.
No, I know you're right. That's why I asked the question, right? The first rule of doing this is not to ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Oh, but we do that all the time.
It's not 50-50, but I knew this time I figured you'd know the answer.
It's all so much more fun if you are if you don't actually come in with the answers in hand.
That's true. Then it gives us something to talk about next week about how we screwed up.
Or this week later on. What can you tell us about Walking Concert? Because that's an interesting sound.
Walking Concert is, of course, my favorite band that only did one record.
One-hit wonder band.
2004 called Run to Be Born. And we played a song before. But the front man is a fellow named Walter Schreifels, who actually was one of the leading lights at the beginning of hardcore rock. Is that what it's called? Bands like Quicksand and Rival Schools. And since he broke up those things he's been doing a lot more traditional rock and roll, more traditional pop records. Which to me sounds pretty good.
Run to Be Born, I think that's a great title for a record. Puts things upside down, doesn't it?
And upside down, in perspective, talks about roots, and gives you a little hook there if you actually want to try and sell some records.
I wanted to make one note with that Welsh band, the Automatic. Apparently, they're just called the Automatic in Wales. So I'm not sure why the record companies have renamed them on this side of the ocean. Might be some legal part of that, but I've noted online that people talking about the idea that over in the UK, they just have one Automatic attached to their name. So since we have listeners and some considerable listeners in the UK and in Europe, I will make that particular note. And their song, titled Monster, the big line there, a monster coming over the hill, well, Jeff, I see at least one monster, if not three monsters, over the hill on the other side of this particular Sonic Hill.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right now.
You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show.
But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers with a Z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Take
Well, I hope you enjoyed our little lesson here in classic rock programming, because all three of those bands, all three of those songs that we just heard almost need no introduction to folks who listen to classic rock radio. But I have to say, Jeff, in more than a decade where it was possible to do that set, I have yet to hear an FM programmer put all three of those together. They obviously go together, but no one's willing to make the mood as dark as what we just made it with that.
Well, I also think it's not so much the dark mood, although I never doubt your ability to read minds of evil radio programmers. But the way I understand it, you've got a song from the 60s, a song from the 70s, and a song from the 80s. And that's just way too confusing for radio listeners. Rick, they'll never figure it out.
Actually, I'm going to have to check here right now. My Pearl Jam CD tells me this is 1991, and I actually tried to do one from the 60s, one from the 70s, and one from the 90s that's classic rock, but all with a lyrical theme that seems to go well together. Just to count it back, because don't want to be guilty of what they do on the radio all too much, which is never tell us what those songs are, but as I said, those songs almost need no introduction. We started off with the Rolling Stones, Painted Black. In the middle, Pearl Jam with Black from their debut. And just in case you don't have enough darkness now, AC/DC with Back in Black, which was more or less a tribute to their first lead singer who died. And that was the song that really launched them into probably their more popular part of their career, even though released in the 1970s, made them giant in the 1980s. So, but my point there is that rock and roll programmers, at least when you and I were coming up, used to pay attention to what the themes were in the songs lyrically and would put them together in a set. And now you might as well have the computers programming those shows, because that set was never played. And that's pretty obvious. That's an obvious one. There's less obvious ones that we've done in the past. I want to make one quick note, though, about the Stones and how influential. We've talked about influences in this show, and certainly Pearl Jam influenced by Neil Young and others who we mentioned earlier, Bob Dylan, not to forget him at the top of the show. But the Stones, that song, Painted Black, I think those lyrics, I see those girls walk by in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. Not sure exactly what darkness Mick is singing about there, but lots of different conjecture that you can put in there. But that song is a song that's really has nihilism in its philosophy and its underlying parts. And some people would say that that's very influential, what the Stones were doing there, singing a pop song with such dark edges that would then influence punk and other movements following down the lyrical line.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Mick may have intentionally or unintentionally stole that line from a fairly well-known short story by Irwin Shaw called Girls in Their Summer Dress.
It could be. It could very well be. Well, since we're talking about darkness, oh, the Jack of Metal is ready for the darkness, don't you think, Jeff?
Bring it on.
Turn it up. Time to go to 11.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
The band is called Disturbed, and they bring their brand of metal into the metal shop this week. Indestructible, that is the title track from their recently released LP. And Jeff, interesting for a metal band, these guys managed, at least for a brief time, a few weeks back when this album came out, to crack the Amazon Top 10, which is rare for a metal band. And so lots of people like Disturbed. There's their latest.
And they sound disturbed. Very angry, very unhappy in that disturbed metal way.
I think you'll see a theme that carries through a lot of metal bands these days. They're singing about war and not necessarily completely glorifying it, but metal bands these days tend to be writing more songs about the war in Iraq and other wars than other bands. I'm not sure why, but more often than not here in the shop, we end up talking about those particular pieces of politics. And, you know, we started this show talking about politics and talking about things changing. Well, there's a metal band asking for some change as usual. Not heavy-handed this week, even though this is the heaviest part of the show with our politics, but certainly a subtle political edge. And, you know, we forgot to tell folks earlier where they could go to get that mix of politics and music. And if you're looking for that, you should join us on the Ivory Towers blog, where we write about politics, music, media, culture, sports, so much more. You can find us at http://ivorytowers. That's Towers with a Z or a Z, and all one word, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. Well, Jeff, any reactions to the metal shop or to any other parts of our subtextual political statements?
I'm wondering if Dylan, for his many musical personas, has ever done a metal song.
Well, that's certainly something to look for. I doubt that Dylan has done one. I wonder if any metal bands have covered Dylan. So that's something to look for in the future.
I think we have a challenge. I think I will leave it to the Emperor of Heavy Metal to find a metal band covering Masters of War, perhaps.
Well, that would be a good one. I'll tell you, that's going to be a tough challenge. I'm not sure that's happened, but I will give it a look, and maybe by the end of the summer we'll have that challenge figured out. So thank you again, Jeff. This show went all too fast.
Why not? We're having fun. It's Ivory Towers Radio. It's the Underground Podcast. It's all about the music.
Indeed it is. So thank you for joining us this week. To our listeners, for composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.